Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We can't make your commute easier, but we can make it funnier. You're waking up with the Morning Mess.
Live 101.5.
Your Morning Mess on a Monday morning is Joey Boy.
What up? It's JD.
And it's Sienna.
Blast from the past, Cameron Diaz. You might remember her from hits like The Mask, right?
Yeah.
And Charlie's Angels.
Charlie's Angels. I forgot she was on that. There's Something About Mary. Anyways, she did an interview that she was talking about how we need to normalize couples sleeping in their own bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we had started a little debate, a little conversation in studio. Not much of a debate, more of a conversation in studio that I know my parents sleep in different bedrooms, and I don't remember the last time they slept in the same bedroom. I think shortly after me and my brother moved out when we were younger, my parents just once called shotgun in one of the rooms, and they haven't slept in the same room since. My parents are still together. Now, JD, what do you think about folks sleeping, I should say more, people in relationships sleeping in different bedrooms?
Gosh, I hated sleeping next to anybody. Like, when in my relationship, I didn't like it at all.
You didn't like sleeping in the same bed?
At my worst.
Really?
When someone next to me. Yeah, my back was going crazy. Hated every second of it.
Yeah, see, I would end the relationship if someone proposed this to me. Now, I'm single now, but if I got with somebody and they said, yeah, have you heard about this thing where you sleep in different, not only beds, but bedrooms, I'd be red flag. I wouldn't even pursue that relationship. I need someone next to me.
Yeah, that's fair.
I just like it. I just myself. We're going to talk to Sienna, get her opinion, because she's the only one of us three in a relationship. So I want to find out how her and her husband would feel if they proposed separate bedrooms. But hit us up, 833-730-6377. A lot of folks jumping in on this conversation, from celebrities down. What do you think if you and your person slept in different bedrooms? We got Terry in Maricopa on the line. Terry, what are your thoughts?
No, that's crazy, especially with kids in the house. You got to show them what love is and relationship is so they can grow up and look for the same thing. That's wild. I mean, unless you guys want to be roommate, but no, that's crazy.
That is a good point, though, bringing up kids. You want to give them the example of what love is like.
I know, but Sienna, you're thinking about it. You're not mad at this idea.
I'm not mad at it, and I was a little tempted because I had a little taste of it when I went to Vegas. I accidentally slept in the second bed that we had, and I woke up, and I was like, wow, this isn't too bad, actually.
I don't need to stretch this morning. Yeah.
You got the whole bed to yourself.
I had the whole bed to myself.
Now, I know ladies are DMing us right now at the Morning Mess, and now they're just like, oh, wait, I could decorate my room the way I want to.
Yes.
For instance, Terry, who's your team?
Denver Broncos.
Now you could put a picture.
Burn it down.
You don't get your own bedroom, actually.
Sleep outside from now on.
You could put a picture of John Elway over your bed, and your lady could have nothing to say about it. Your own Denver Broncos room, Terry?
No, if I have my own room, I'm putting a picture of Rihanna or somebody up.
There you go.
Hey,
okay, there it is.
There you go, bro.
A picture of Rihanna wearing a Broncos jersey. And your lady can't say nothing about it because that's your room, bro.
Yeah. I'm not digging that. She want to do that, then we have a different conversation.
Okay. So what you're saying is your lady brought that up in your relationship. There's no way. You're out.
Yeah, no, I can't do it.
Can't do it.
All right. He's team leave it in. Okay. All right. My God, Terry, appreciate the call.
Y'all have a good one.
Don't tell us what to do. Reverse, Terry. 833-730-6377.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going to take some calls here, and then what I want to do is I want to call your husband.
Okay.
And see how he feels about that.
We'll see.
Because if he's on the same page, then you guys start looking for a two-bedroom apartment.
I mean, let's be honest. He'll do anything that I want.
The truth.
He loves me so much.
Yeah,
so
he really, really does.
833-730-6377.
We got Samantha and Gilbert on the line. Samantha, what are your thoughts about this?
Yeah, I'm actually not opposed to it either. I think, you know, even when you're married, even when you're in a relationship with somebody, you both still need your own space at some point. So even if it's not a separate bedroom that you sleep in, but you have your own room in the house that is your space for you to go and decompress or do what you want to in that room away from your partner, I feel like, why not?
Yeah, usually that means the garage for the man. You can have the garage.
Yeah, I will say sometimes there's just those days. My husband, Ivan, he's not even doing anything to me, but I'm just like, I want to be alone. I want my own space, and he's just right next to me.
He's like, what? You're breathing.
But see, the problem is with men, no offense, but
none taken.
When that happens and women are just like, leave me alone, like, don't touch me, men want to touch you more because they're like, well, why are you mad? Come here. Like, let me make it better. And that just makes it worse.
She's like, get away from me.
Yeah, you've been in a relationship. Is this my ex-wife? All right, point. You're not opposed to it then?
No, not at all.
Yeah, that would be a deal breaker for me. When eventually I'm in a new relationship and God willing, this person lives with me and I live with them, and they say, I want my own separate room, that's going to be a red flag for me. Like, why? Who are you inviting over? What do you mean you want your separate room? That's just weird to me.
I think it'll definitely be half and half. Like, I think 50% of people will be like, yeah, no big deal. And 50% of people, it'll be a deal breaker. I don't necessarily think, like, sleeping in separate bedrooms is something I would go for, but definitely having separate rooms in the house for spaces.
Gotcha.
For
sure.
All right.
Okay. All right, what's the poster you're putting up in your own bedroom?
Jennifer Lopez.
Yay!
Oh, there you go. You guys have something in common.
Hell yeah. You want bunk beds? I'll sleep in your room with you. I'll be your roommate. All right. Well, thank you for sharing, love.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Don't tell us what to do. Bye, Rumi.
I will. Bye.
We got Liliana in Phoenix on the line. Liliana, are you for or against this?
You know what? I actually am for it.
You
yes,
are.
Liliana.
A lot of these ladies are chiming in for you, Sienna. Like, why do you see the benefits of this?
Well, you know, sometimes you just get in grumpy moods. I'm not going to lie. We get in that mood sometimes and we're like, don't even touch me.
Ooh, it's like you know Sienna.
My in-laws, they slept in different rooms too, only because they didn't like each other snoring.
That makes sense. My husband does snore, so that also adds another tally as to why I would not be opposed to two different bedrooms.
Well, if you can get two different bedrooms, I say go for it.
Go for it.
And we haven't talked about the fact that Sienna makes this fool like dress up with an eye mask and wear specific pajamas with her face on it.
That's
like he needs freedom is what he needs.
Yeah, this benefits him, right?
Right.
He's in prison. Last time me and JD
He's not in prison.
He's kind of a prisoner of war. Last time me and JD looked at him when he was at Sienna, like, dude, blink twice if you're in trouble with this relationship. He blinked three times.
Dude,
I'm like, oh.
It was Morse code, like, I need to get the hell out.
They're lying to you, Liliana. Don't let them fool you.
So you're all for you signing the petition, if you will, of normalizing couples having their own bedrooms.
Yeah, like I said, sometimes we need our own space.
Right. Now, if you had your own room, how would you decorate it? Like, would there be a picture of somebody, like someone who used to, you know, tickle your fancy?
No, because I love my sports. I love my Diamondbacks. I love my Cardinals. I love my Suns.
Okay, we get it. You're from Arizona. Which which person up there, which sports god would you put up there, topless?
Oh, Booker or even Fitzgerald. He had a nice
Fitzgerald,
little...
Fitzgerald, yeah.
There you go.
Going there.
Okay, yeah. You like that high butt. Okay. Devin Booker and Larry Fitzgerald's high butt over your bed.
There you go.
All right.
Thank you every night.
Hello. Right 49, left 16. You know what? Let's call Sienna's husband. Let's put him in the know that his wife doesn't love him anymore and wants to sleep in different
that
rooms.
That is false. Do not start rumors.
Calling Ivan, a.k.a. Babe, up next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
So here's my thought. A few minutes ago, I said, let's call Sienna's husband, Ivan, to get his thoughts on why his wife doesn't love him anymore. So
I love him, okay.
So let's call Ivan, a.k.a. Babe, because Sienna just calls her husband Ivan instead of...
I swear I love him.
What's going on? What's going on?
He must have heard wifey's voice there. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Morning Mess. Sienna's husband, Ivan, a.k.a. Babe.
Bestie! It's my bestie.
What's up?
Yeah, we were having a conversation about Cameron Diaz. You know that actress?
It sounds familiar.
What? Yeah. He doesn't know any actresses or actors.
I really don't. I don't know government names. You got to tell me like what they played in what.
Okay.
Movie.
Well, her nickname on the street is La Huera Loca. she's trying to normalize that couples in relationships should have their own bedrooms. Like if you're in a relationship like you are with Sienna, you're married, that you guys should have your own sleeping quarters. You can do your daily stuff, have dinner together, watch TV, but at the end of the night, when it's time to go to sleep, you have your own bedroom. Your wife likes this idea, so I was just wondering what her husband thinks about his wife not loving him anymore.
No, don't phrase it like that.
I'm used to it. No, I'm kidding. No, that's weird.
Right?
I love it. Think about all the trauma she's dumped onto you. You have to wear a sleeping mask. She has the TV on. She basically doesn't
true.
Respect your space. Like, get your own quarters, my
wow.
man. Be able to search your phone.
Okay. Whatever, JD.
Yeah, easy, dude.
No, he's just trying to make a move on Ivan. That's what it is.
That's my dog right here.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'd be too comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good thing, though. Like,
yeah, I mean, I'm here looking at your beautiful wife, Sienna, here. She has her laptop up on Zillow looking for two-bedroom condos here in downtown. That way you guys have your each room. I just thought that was weird. Red flag.
That's probably, yeah, she does this every day, though. So, I mean, it's, I think it's a normal thing.
Would you guys got a big bed? Like, how big is your guys' bed?
We have
bed?
A queen.
Okay.
Yeah, but she still sleeps in the middle of it.
Which is why I need my own bedroom.
Oh my God, such a pain to sleep next to. Now, what are your thoughts on this? Seriously, if she proposed this, would you be down for this? I will play devil's advocate, Ivan. That means you get to design and customize your bedroom to your liking.
Yeah, see, that sounds kind of cool, right? Like, yeah. But at the same time, like, if she were to decide that that's what she wants, or for like both of us or whatever, like, I'd be down. I mean, that's cool, but I would kind of miss, you know, sleeping with my wife. That's a thing, you know?
Right.
Aw.
Gosh, I love you so much, dude.
That's all you gotta say. Hey, so sorry for you.
Mr. Maddie's over here choking on some water.
Yo, she just gave him a. When I say Sienna's a savage, bro.
Savage.
He just poured out like I would miss sleeping next to my wife. She like,
said, aw.
But that's all you said.
Like, aw, shucks. That's what she meant. Like aw,
someone's
shucks.
Like, aw, sucks for you. So I just put a bid on this two bedroom.
That's not what I meant.
What do you
my
mean?
My apologies.
Tell him.
That was cute and I appreciate it, but.
But.
Okay. So when's boys' night out?
Yeah, for real.
You guys were put a three-pointers, what, a couple of days ago?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That Joey like got the key to the city.
Night. Yeah, everyone's just fighting for JD's attention at this
please.
Point.
Yeah,
I'm over it.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Please. He's out in these streets now.
Please, let's not make this about me. It's about Sienna and her problems with you.
Listen, I love my husband. I'm just saying I was not opposed to the idea.
Okay.
And I think it's cute that he would miss sleeping next to me.
Nah, I don't want to anymore. That wasn't good enough. I think everything I said back.
Get bunk beds. JD will sleep over.
That's right.
There we go.
Oh, done deal.
Let's go.
All right, everybody say bye to Ivan.
Bye, babe.
Bye.
Bye, babe.
Y'all have a good one. See ya.
Don't tell us what to do, bye. Oh, God. He loved you so much. And you, not so much.
I love him very much.
He said the perfect things ever there.
Yes,
he goes, I would miss sleeping next to my wife.
He always does.
I said, aw, okay? What do you want from me?
The Morning Mess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.